Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, June 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were July corn down 7.5 cents at 585. December corn was down 3 cents at 527. July wheat down 3 quarters of a cent at 610. July beans up a quarter, 1329 and a half. And November beans up 2.5 cents at 1171 and a half. The old crop corn keeps losing to new crop corn here. Had a pretty good break here in the last couple of days. I'm not sure if it's just speculative selling on the spreads or what exactly is causing it, but we've certainly lost some ground here. But corn overall still doesn't look too bad out here. The dollar is up just 3 ticks this morning. Crude oil is up another $1.71. That should help the bean oil. And hopefully can push the beans higher up here. Ukraine says Russia is blocking their grain shipments by slowing the registration of ships coming into the Ukrainian ports. So the Russians are sniping, the Ukrainians are sniping. I'd be surprised, you know, if at some point Russia doesn't pull the plug on this deal. But I think it'd be a temporary thing. But anyway, they're going to play their games. The Russians would love to see wheat prices higher out here. Haven't seen any results of the Saudi Arabian tender on wheat. Hopefully we'll get that by Monday. Obviously, the weather's going to dominate the trade here today. We've got the weekend coming up. Right now, it looks like, there's some showers out here, mainly pop-up type showers. The heat of the day tends to warm things up. Then we break apart at night when we cool down a little bit. The temperatures, a couple of 90s today and tomorrow maybe. Toward the weekend, we start to cool off back into the 80s, high 70s by next week. So the heat isn't terrible, but we still need a lot of moisture. Apparently, about 34% of the Midwest corn is in a drought condition. The debt deal was struck last night by the Senate. President Biden is going to sign it here today at some point and have a little address tonight to the nation. So we'll see where that goes. The export sales, a little bit light on the wheat, 256. They had reductions of last year moving into this year, 460, 210 canceled. This year, 466, a total of 256, which was not terrible, but not great, certainly. The corn, 187 old, 313 new, 500 total, not bad. The beans, 123 old and 301 new, 424 was the total there. China took 265 of the new crop beans, so that was certainly helpful out here. So for the most part, it's going to be about the weather here, if they change any of the forecasts. Keep in mind, most of these 11 to 15 day forecasts out there are going to put rain into the forecasts. It's just what these models do. A lot of times these showers don't come to fruition. So it's really the next 4 or 5 days that we really are concerned about. It looks dry for the most part, again, with some pop-up showers here and there. The places they get right under one of these shafts, they'll get an inch or two of rain, but those are fairly few and far between. How much good are they doing in eastern Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio? Doesn't look like a whole lot of good. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. And if you are in the cattle business out there, you should certainly give us a call. This is prime time to be looking at buying put options to protect the downside out here. Give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.